Keira Knightley stopped by our New York bureau to talk about the Duchess. She claimed to have entered the building unnoticed, and she said she had no idea that the big street outside was 42nd Street. As for all those parallels between Georgiana, Duchess of Devonshire, and Princess Diana, Keira Knightley reminded me that the stuff of one person's headlines are in another person's history books.
To tell you the truth, I was 11 when Diana died, and I don't really know the story of Diana well enough to be able to accurately draw parallels between the two characters. I know that there's been a lot of talk about it and that there are some similarities, but it certainly wasn't the intention of any of the filmmakers to sort of disguise this actually as a Diana biography. You know, we were very much making a film about Georgiana.
I think a couple of million Americans right now are trying to take on board the idea that you're too young to actually remember Diana well.
Not that I'm too young to remember it, but I'm very, very aware of the images. But actually, to have really looked into the story, and certainly my parents never had any sort of gossipy newspapers around the house. So as far as exactly what her marriage was like, I mean, I've certainly never looked into that, and I certainly wasn't aware of. I mean, I was aware of the divorce and things like that, but not enough to be able to actually say this is exactly the same as Diana or that. And it certainly wasn't my intention to make a film about Diana.
You are 23.
I am 23, yes.
And you grew up only with quality press papers around the house?
Yes, I did, yeah.
In London?
In London, yeah.
And I gather the idea of becoming an actress almost required no thought. The germ of this was in you in some way.
I suppose so. You know, my mum and dad were very into the political theatre movement in London in the 70s. And I think even when I was growing up, which was 80s, 90s, but there was still a sense that theatre and art could really change the world. And I think that that's an amazing thing to see when you're growing up. So I suppose I fell in love with it at a very young age. And no, I've never wanted to do anything else. I've always found the world of fantasy and, particularly now of film, a sort of wonderful place to live in.
Well, at 23, you play the part of the Duchess of Devonshire, mm-hmm. who at the beginning is younger than you are.
Yeah, she was 17 at the beginning.
She was 17, mm-hmm. which you remember, I'm sure, well.
I do remember, yes.
So I assume that the challenge there is less than being the elderly 30-year-old she has yet to become before the end of the movie.
I don't really think that she doesn't reach 30, I think, actually. She only goes to 26. Maybe 27. I don't really think that it's about age, you know. I think, yes, I've been 17, so I know what it's like to be 17, but I think 17 now and 17 200 years ago and in that particular social atmosphere is a very different thing. So I think both of them require imagination. And luckily, you know, we had it's based on a wonderful biography by Amanda Foreman. So sort of wealth of knowledge and things that was fantastically helpful in creating the character. So I'd say that it was more the book, empathy, I suppose, and a touch of imagination that helped as opposed to any of my own personal experiences.
Yeah, because the experiences here include childbirth, horrible marriage, not to give away the entire movie, being raped by one's husband.
Yes.
It seems like a fairly...
It's quite a lot there, really.
Yeah, quite a lot to do. And you get that all from the book?
Yeah, I mean, the book's fantastic. It's got a lot of her letters in. I mean, I read that book and then I read quite a lot into sort of the George III into George IV kind of regency period in London and quite a lot about the politics. And then sort of, you know, just sort of, I think what's wonderful when you're doing a period piece is to sort of dive into the period and you can play with what you want. You know, you have lots of stuff to mull over and you draw from that.
So put me through a little bit of the calculation you would make in choosing a movie. What is it you're looking for? What is it that you want?
Just something that interests me. And it is very simple. I mean, I can't really be cynical about it. I have to actually believe in the people or believe in the story. I have to be fascinated by their world in order to want to explore it. And I think the only way that you're going to make a character interesting on screen and for people to watch and hopefully enjoy is if you're actually interested and enjoying it yourself.
So. As you're saying that, I'm thinking of seeing you in The Duchess, where I understand that, and in Atonement, mm-hmm. Which mm-hmm. I understand that. Pirates of the Caribbean? I mean, was that what permitted you to think this way?
But yeah, absolutely. I mean, the success of Pirates of the Caribbean has hugely allowed me to choose smaller films, definitely. And I think actually Pirates was sort of the most difficult thing that I've done because it's so difficult to actually stay focused. I mean, like, for example, if you do something like the Duchess, which was actually only done in 9.5 weeks, you're just completely focused on the work. Whereas Pirates was sort of such a sprawling thing that you'd literally be doing one scene over the course of maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks. And to actually stay focused and to keep a continuity with a character is really, really hard. Mm. And yes, it's light entertainment and it's fantasy and all the rest of it, but I think that's what's quite interesting about it, is it looks like, you know, that should be a much easier thing to do, and actually it's remarkably hard.
Right. Well, Keira Knightley, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Thank you very much.
Keira Knightley's latest film is The Duchess, and you can watch excerpts from the film at our website, npr.org.